Greetings. Let's start this program with a geography pop quiz. What one place, of all the places on the planet Earth, best represents the power to literally change the world and the life of every person on Earth? It's the Garden Tomb. And Easter is the date when millions celebrate the fact that this tomb doesn't do its job. It's empty. Jesus Christ is no longer there. Welcome to 3 Days That Changed the World, hosted by Intimate Life Ministries co-directors Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. In the next half hour, we'll be joined by our special guest Max Lucado and Dennis Dewey, 3 Days That Changed the World. In this program, you may find a whole new way to relate to Jesus Christ as a serving Savior, an accepting Savior, an approachable Savior, and a supportive Savior. Well, let's get started. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
David and Teresa Ferguson here, and we're glad you've joined us for this great Commandment Radio Network special, particularly as we focus upon 3 days that changed the world. Teresa, I'll never forget the many opportunities we've had to visit in the nation of Israel, and particularly in the area of the Garden Tomb. What a phenomenal impact I know it made on my life. And I'm sure on yours.
You know, just reading the Bible over and over and over again, you don't realize how much more alive it can be when you're really on the spot where Jesus walked.
You know, during this radio special, you might want to visit GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com. And you'll get some images there and some pictures there that I know impacted us, Teresa, as we on today's program, as we enter into the Easter weekend, focus upon the reality that the real God in the person of Jesus Christ changed history and the world forever. We're glad you've joined us. As you know, Teresa, on today's special, we're going to focus upon the reality in our world today that there's a battle over who the real God is. All of our lives were changed by 9/11, and the reality that, was it God who sent those suicide bombers into those planes to destroy so many innocent lives? As you and I have recently come back from Nairobi, Kenya, is it the real God who is sending such painful, painful brutality among millions and millions of people? Who is the real God? And on this radio special, we need to focus upon the real God is the Christ of the empty tomb. What a joy it's going to be to realize that we have a Christ, the real God, who, as you said, in that upper room, it was at that place that as he gathers with those disciples and we have that Passover meal, as we all have an image, as I know as I was there with you, I had an imaginary image of Christ gathering with those disciples, passing the bread and passing the cup. And yet in the midst of that, the Gospel of Luke says, but there arose a great dissension among the disciples as to who is greatest. And yet in contrast to that betrayal, we have a Christ who picks up the basin of water and a towel, and he begins to do what?
Wash their feet.
Wash their feet.
David and Teresa Ferguson. Now here is biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey from the book of John, chapter 13.
Now before the Passover, when Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was coming to God, got up from the table, laid aside his clothing, and poured water into a basin. Then he wrapped himself in a towel and began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel that he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered, what I'm doing to you now you do not understand, but afterward you will understand.
Biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. Now back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
Do you picture on this Easter weekend a Christ who is serving? Imagine that image of Christ bowing before those who have ignored and neglected him, and he still serves them. On this Easter weekend, do you see a Christ who is serving you on bended knee, and he prays for you as truly as he did in John 17 for his disciples as he heads off toward Calvary? 3 days that changed the world. We're excited you've joined us today as we explore the real God in the person of Jesus Christ.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, before that, biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. The Garden Tomb. It has a rich and unique history. It's a fascinating story, and you can learn more about the Garden Tomb by visiting GardenTombUSA.com for free pictures, insights, history, and a validation of Scripture. GardenTombUSA.com. And while you're there, make a donation to support the Garden Tomb, and we'd be happy to send you a thank you gift. For a $25 donation to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll send you either the CD or audio cassette of The Greatest Story Ever Sung, 14 inspirational songs featuring Michael W. Smith.
To the King Eternal, Immortal, Invisible, the only God. To the King Eternal, Immortal, Invisible, the only God. Honor and glory forever and ever.
Also featuring Bob Carlyle, Graham Kendrick, Shirley Caesar, and many others. For your $50 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll include the VHS of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. And we'll send you the book by Max Lucado, The Gift, While Supplies Last. Or you can donate at GardenTombUSA.com at the $75 level, and we'll thank you with both the audio and video of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. Our thank yous also include the Wonder of Wonders, pictures of the Garden Tomb, information on its impact and witness to the world, and a comparison to the seven wonders of the world. Visit GardenTombUSA.com. Make your donation today. GardenTombUSA.com. 3 days that change the world will continue right after this. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day. We want to encourage you to visit GardenTombUSA.com. That's GardenTombUSA.com. You'll find some information about the significance of the Garden Tomb. You'll also have the opportunity there to click on Make a Contribution in order that you can invest in the ministry of Christ around the world.
That's Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. Visit Garden Tomb USA today to find out how you can help preserve the witness of the Garden Tomb and free gifts to thank you for your support. That's www.GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com.
Why don't you be a part of changing the world through an investment in the Garden Tomb?
Welcome back to 3 Days That Changed the World with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries and our special guest Max Lucado and biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. Dennis now takes us back into the book of John from memory.
It was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was noon, and Pilate said, "Look, your king." They cried out, "Take him away! Take him away and crucify him!" Pilate said, "Shall I crucify your king?" They answered, "We have no king but Caesar!" So Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. They took Jesus, and he went out carrying his own cross to the place of a skull, in Hebrew called Golgotha.
Biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. You can find more of his works at www.nobs.org, the National Organization of Biblical Storytellers. Now back to Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Teresa, I can still remember standing in the garden tomb, looking up at the place of the skull.
You know, David, as we walked into the garden, you looked down at the cave and up at the skull.
And I remember as we stood there, you couldn't help but be impressed with the startling love of Jesus that we experienced. And that's a part of the Easter weekend, to experience that same startling love today as we imagine Christ at Calvary, when Christ would look down at the very people who crucified him, who nailed him there, who gambled for his clothes, who mocked him, who beat him, tormented him, put a crown of thorns on his head, and he cries out,
"Father, forgive them."
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, now biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey, from John chapter 13, verse 23.
When the soldiers had crucified him, they divided his garments among them, making 4 pieces, one for each of them. So also the tunic. But when they saw that the tunic was seamless, woven from top to bottom, they said, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots to see who will get it." This was to fulfill the scripture, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." This is what the soldiers did.
That's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. Back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
The real Christ is a forgiving Christ. And he looks through the crowd and he sees his mother Mary sitting next to the youngest of the disciples, John. And the Bible records that he would then from the cross say about Mary, "Behold your son," and to John, "Behold now your mother." And the Bible then says from that day forward,
John was supposed to take care of his mother.
That's exactly right. The real...
He was concerned about his mom.
He was.
Welfare
the real
of his mom.
Christ supporting his own mother.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, here's biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey from John chapter 13, verse 25.
Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw the disciple he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, look, your son." And to the disciple, "Look, your mother." So from that hour on, he took her to his own home.
Biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. Again, here are David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
How about you on this Easter weekend? Are you embracing a Christ who forgives, who accepts, who supports? In an age, in a world where there's conflict everywhere over who he really is, our Christ forgives, accepts, and supports. Glad you've joined us. As we close our program today, I believe you'll be blessed. As Teresa, we share together in an opening clip from our friend Max Lucado. No one can share the message and the hope of Easter, the hope of history, like Max Lucado.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, together they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries and biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey. The entirety of Christianity rests upon the validity of Jesus Christ's resurrection. You can visit GardenTombUSA.com for resurrection evidence. Find out more. Go to www.GardenTombUSA.com. Maps and pictures of the Garden Tomb, its history, and resurrection evidence, all available for free at GardenTombUSA.com. And while you're there, please make a generous donation to keep the Garden Tomb healthy as a ministry to thousands of tourists, as an inspiration to the world. Go to GardenTombUSA.com. For your $25 donation, we'll send you the CD or audio cassette of the greatest story ever sung. For your $50 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, we'll include the VHS video of The Greatest Story Ever Sung. In addition, we'll send you the book by Max Lucado, The Gift, While Supplies Last. Or to order both the audio and video, simply enclose your gift of $75 when you visit GardenTombUSA.com. And every thank you package includes the Wonder of Wonders, pictures of the Garden Tomb, its impact and witness to the world, and a comparison to the seven wonders of the world. Don't miss this opportunity to support and help preserve a piece of biblical history, the Garden Tomb. Visit today, GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com. Are you looking for a fresh, fun way to serve God, serve your church, serve your community? We'd like to invite you to become a biblical storyteller.
People that have been raised in the church may have heard these stories over and over and over, and you'll hear people say, "I never heard it that way until I heard it told."
We're the Network of Biblical Storytellers, people of all walks of life, discovering a calling to share the Bible with others in a deep, meaningful way.
And it's one of those few things in my life that I could say was truly a gift. Because it's not something I had sought to do or trained to do or anybody told me to do. I just did it.
At our website, you'll learn about biblical storytelling seminars near you, resources, events going on right now. Find out how you can experience the gift of biblical storytelling at www.nobs.org. That's www.nobs.org.
In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day. We want to encourage you to visit GardenTombUSA.com. That's GardenTombUSA.com. You'll find some information about the significance of the Garden Tomb. You'll also have the opportunity there to click on Make a Contribution in order that you can invest in the ministry of Christ around the world.
That's Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. Visit Garden Tomb USA today to find out how you can help preserve the witness of the Garden Tomb and free gifts to thank you for your support. That's www.GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com.
Why don't you be a part of changing the world through an investment in the Garden Tomb?
We read words like, "I am the resurrection and the life. If any man dies, he shall yet live." Why do those words bring strength? They were spoken by a calloused hand, Nazarene, in a small country that was not in the center of its political axis. And yet 2,000 years later, we're still talking about this fella. Why?
Well, Teresa, no one tells a story like Max Lucado.
That's true. And I love to hear him.
He really put together what you opened our program with, of kind of how small a world it really was for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And not much political influence in his life, and not many famous people he encountered, and yet he's turned the world upside down. And all of that relates to where we're headed in this closing segment. as we partner with GardenTombUSA.com. Be sure to visit there, and you're going to find the vision and the challenge for bringing the real God to our world today. In this closing segment, we're going to focus on how the empty tomb testifies to how we have been loved.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, joining us again, biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey.
And she saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran and told Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Simon Peter came out with the other disciple, and they went to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping down to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Peter arrived, following him, and went into the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, the one who'd reached the tomb first, came in and saw and believed, because until this time they did not know the scripture that he must rise from the dead.
Biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey, now Dr. David Ferguson, along with Dr. Jay Strack of GardenTombUSA.com.
The 3 days that changed the world, from the cross to the empty tomb, the power of experiencing the resurrected Christ. And in this closing segment, we're going to have a brief interview with Dr. Jay Strack, president of GardenTombUSA. And he's going to be sharing a little bit of the vision of how it is that investment in the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem is making an impact for the kingdom around the world. In an age where there is a battle over who the real God is, I believe each of us hold true to the importance and reality of this resurrected Christ making a difference in our day.
But we realized that we had to try to raise 300,000 pounds sterling. Now, David, you have ministries in England a great deal. What's that, about twice? Is it now 2-1?
Yeah, that's about $600,000. That's right.
$600,000 had to be raised in about 3 months. And through some friends that David, you and I have mutually, some wonderful godly Christian businessmen who are men of faith and a member of the House of Lords over there, they were able to raise some money in England, and then it came down to me to try to raise $200,000 here in the States. And again, I'll be forever grateful. Not only did this radio station that we're talking on now do one of the very first fundraisers for the tomb, just because they heard of the need, but David, you know, some of the letters you wrote and some of your relationships with the denomination. So I don't want to embarrass you here, but I just want to say thank you publicly for what you did on behalf of the Garden Tomb.
We're going to be challenging our audience to respond to GardenTombUSA.com. GardenTombUSA.com. All of us looking at the headlines in the newspaper, listening to news about the tragedies, the traumas, the terrorism, all of us on some level have a sense of what could I do. Dr. Strack, it's been great to have you with us.
God bless you, David. Thank your listeners for caring. And what a way to say thank you to the Lord for what he did by investing and saying we want to preserve not only your site, but we want it to be a place of education and evangelism so that we can tell the world that Jesus Christ is alive. The tomb is empty.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Strack.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with our friend Dr. Jay Strack, and our thanks to biblical storyteller Dennis Dewey and Max Lucado, and to you for joining us for this special 3 Days That Changed the World. A final reminder to visit GardenTombUSA.com, GardenTombUSA.com. To thank you for your donations, we'll send you, for your $25 donation, a CD or audio cassette of the greatest story ever sung. For your $50 donation, we'll send you the VHS video of the greatest story ever sung and Max Lucado's book, The Gift While Supplies Last. Or for a $75 gift to GardenTombUSA.com, you'll receive both the audio and the video and the Max Lucado book, The Gift. And every thank you package includes the Wonder of Wonders, pictures of the Garden Tomb, its impact and witness to the world, and a comparison to the 7 wonders of the world. Visit today for maps, pictures, and information. That's GardenTombUSA.com, GardenTombUSA.com. Thanks for joining us for 3 days that changed the world. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.